Welcome to the Essentials of Demand Generation. My name is Alex Sessoms, and I'm here with Chantel Gascoigne. Today, we're going to be focusing on a three-part series on the essentials of social media. In the first of this three-part series, we're going to be focusing on creating a compelling profile. So Chantel, it seems like social media is everywhere today and our partners really need to make sure that they're adapting to it and utilizing it. Should they be using it? Do they have to? And what platforms are the best and should they be thinking about?
More and more, it's not even an option whether you use social media. You really have to integrate it into your overall marketing plan. People aren't going directly to websites as often anymore. They're really getting content delivered to them where they are, and that's social media more and more. In particular, there's a few different platforms that you should really think about when you're trying to decide which ones to incorporate. The four big ones are YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and each of them has a different purpose that they serve in your overall plan.
So let's talk about LinkedIn first. It sounds like it's one of the best for business to business. What advice would you give partners on setting up their LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, definitely. So LinkedIn is a place where people really go with a specific purpose in mind. They're going to look for jobs. They're going to learn more about a company or about an individual that they've just met or are planning on meeting. So this is a place where it's the most important that you have the right profile put together for both yourself and for your company. It isn't necessarily a place where people are going to be going every day. So it might not be the best place to surface up all of your thought leadership content, but making sure that you're putting your best foot forward on this platform is going to be really important.
Yeah, and it sounded like that was a key point where you said it's important to have separate profiles for your business and your individual account.
Yep, definitely, and we'll talk more about that later.
So now to my favorite, Facebook. we all use Facebook as individuals. Is this something that we can use for business as well and that our partners should be utilizing?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, on social media, you're not connecting with a whole company, you're connecting with an individual at a company. This is actually one of the platforms that we find the most success on for the MPN social activities. It's a place where you have the opportunity to show kind of the lighter side of your company. This is a great place to post pictures from your company picnic, or to post maybe a quick video of a couple people from your company talking about something that is really important to you, or a recent achievement. And you get a little bit more engagement one-to-one on this channel. It's also more and more important here to make sure that you're doing paid content so that you actually get in people's feeds, and posting videos natively on Facebook is really important now as well.
So let's move on to Twitter next. So when should someone use Twitter versus other platforms?
Yeah, Twitter takes a lot of time. So that's something that you should definitely be aware of before you get involved in it. It's very fast paced. People are updating really frequently, but it's really a place that people tend to use more and more as their newsfeed. So if you have a blog, this is a great place to kind of post links to your blog with some really catchy short headlines to try and drive some traffic over there. It's also a really great place to share articles that are related that maybe you aren't writing to position yourself as that thought leader and kind of help people find resources that'll be helpful to them.
So if I'm a partner and I want to position myself as a thought leader, and I know you do a good job on behalf of Microsoft doing this, how often should I think about posting on Twitter?
It really depends. You want to make sure you're posting probably at least two or three times a day at a very minimum. We post probably around 20 posts a day, maybe even more some days. It's all about what makes the most sense for you, and being consistent is really important.
Got it. And is there a specific time of day that I should think about if I'm a partner going to use Twitter?
It really depends on your audience. I know we find a lot of success in the earlier morning timeframe because we have a global audience. But if you're maybe a US-based company and that's where most of your audience is, you might find more success around that 3 p.m. time of day when people start to get a little antsy at work and start checking their Twitter accounts.
Got it. And so we also hear that video sites are becoming really popular too. What should we be thinking about when we think about like maybe utilizing YouTube or some other video sites like that?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, it's really important to make sure that you're posting video natively to the other sites that you're using, like Facebook. But YouTube is a place where people go specifically to look for new information. It's almost like a search engine. Well, it is a search engine now more than anything else is. So you want to make sure that you're posting content there that's how-to content, or that is providing very specific information to people in a really visually engaging way. This is a really great place to build channels where people can kind of view multiple videos that are related. And you want to make sure that you're using really good keywords, because it is a search engine. And if you're using the right keywords within your content, your headlines and your descriptions, then it's more likely that your content will get surfaced up there.
That's great advice. And so for our users who don't know about channels, what do you mean when you say that on YouTube?
Yeah, so there's actually a way that you can build a channel where you have multiple videos that are related, and you can name your channel and they can watch all of the videos there. Because if you have a ton of content you're creating, then it might be harder for them to understand all of your how-tos or all of your social media how-to videos.
And with channels, that actually kind of tees up the next video if they watch one and maybe they're interested in watching another one that's from the same partner.
Yep.
So that's great. Mm-hmm. So regardless of the platform that you choose, there's one common ingredient, and that's this idea of having a really good profile. What are some of the best practices in terms of creating that profile?
Yeah, well, there's two different types of profiles. There's your personal profile and then there's your company profile. So let's start off with the personal profile. There are a few things that are really great to do to make sure that you're successful. For example, use the same photo across all of your different platforms.
So like from my beach vacation?
Not from your beach vacation, Alex. You want to choose a picture that's very professional and it's going to help put that first impression on the right step with your potential customers or people that you're going to network with. So unless you're wearing a suit in your beach photo, probably not.
I'm wearing a suit.
Some other things that are really important are to make sure that you really include the right keywords so that if people are looking for you, they know what skills they're looking for, but they might not necessarily know that you have those skills. So including the right keywords, being very descriptive and complete in your profiles is really important. Make sure you include a job title within the description of your profile, but don't make it your headline. Use something really descriptive as your headline that'll make people really want to know more about you.
Have you seen a good example of that?
I know, for example, I have a friend who is looking for a job right now, and rather than having unemployed in her headline or, you know, recently was this and this in her headline, she has seeking opportunities to help create a stellar brand for a company. And that really helps people know who she is and also what she's looking for.
Great, so thinking about rounding out my profile, is there any other important areas that I wanna think about or sections that I wanna make sure that I'm completing?
Your social media profile is an opportunity to showcase you and your company's best qualities. So you wanna make sure that you're not making a hard sales pitch, but don't worry about being braggy. It's okay to kind of toot your own horn a little bit and talk about the things that you've done that are really great. It's really good to write in the first person. Even though you're a company and you're an entity, you still wanna make those connections with people as individuals. So writing in the first person is a really great way to do that. Also, this sounds like a given, but use grammar and spell check. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen grammar errors or spelling errors in people's profiles on LinkedIn. And to me, that's almost like a resume. And so having an error there is really not...
It's just a red flag right away
exactly.
for a customer.
Exactly. It's not making a great first impression. It's also good to look at your settings section in your profiles. That way you can kind of control, if I want to post, for example, on my Facebook page, if I want to post my beach photos, I might not want to post my beach photos to everybody. I might only want to post them to my close friends and family. And then when I share that really great article on Twitter best practices, I actually do want to share that with everyone. And you can do that in your settings really easily.
Okay, let's jump into the review then.
Okay.
So to recap, you can't ignore social. It's a really important trend that we're seeing more and more customers utilize to find you as a partner, so make sure that you're utilizing social media. Start with LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and use the best practices that Chantel told you about today. Make sure LinkedIn is your social media hub, so it's really important to utilize that as a business and create a separate business profile for your LinkedIn account. Use pictures, keywords, and descriptive headlines to make it easy for your customers to find you, and create company pages and ask for followers and likes. And then make sure that you fill out each section. So LinkedIn does a really good job of again, kind of guiding you through that process and telling you how far along you are. Make sure that you get that profile to 100%. So that concludes our session today. Thank you again to Chantel for sharing those best tips and tricks, and we hope that you find this useful.